are not sung in Christian churches again. Hallelujah. The song you hear is Miracle Worker, Waymaker. Ebenezer, see how far you have brought me. You don't look in bank accounts, now they sing that song. You don't see the new house where he built, now they sing that song. When he said, you see these signs coming, he said, look up. Your redemption is nearer. That song that I says, I have heard of a land in a far away strand. It's a beautiful home of the soul. Oh, yes. Built by Jesus on high. Sing that, they don't sing that type of song again. Hallelujah. They sing songs that point your attention to the earth here. But the bride of Jesus Christ is looking up. The Bible says that Abraham looked forward to a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. He was so mindful of that city, so mindful, until they declared that they are pilgrims and strangers on earth here, despite all the wealth that he had, and lived on tents, ready to move anytime. You are bolting yourself too much on earth here. That's why the policies of government are disturbing you. But there's a country far beyond the starry sky. There is a city where heaven never comes at night.
Faithful,
we shall go there by and by.
It's a city,
it's a city where the light is the light.
Hallelujah.
In the city where the light is the light.
Is the light.
The city where there cometh no night. Oh, I am going where the light
is the light.
Is that where you are going? Is that where you are going? Is that where you are going? Brethren, we are in the end time. And we can also sing. In this, the closing days of time.
One joy.
One joy. A glorious hope. Wondrous truth sublime.
He shall reign.
King of kings and Lord of lords.
It's
coming soon, coming soon. It's coming soon. Very soon. Hallelujah. He gave all the signs. And the last sign is Israel, that was scattered in 1870, coming back to her land. What are they coming for? Coming to wait for the soon coming of their Messiah. Hallelujah. And as they gather together as a nation, God is rounding up with the Gentile queen, the bride, to take them home and come back for the Jewish revival. So that you will not be surprised that Israel is the focus. See what is happening in Syria. See what is happening in Damascus. See what is happening. Look, Lebanon is the center of Hezbollah, the enemy of Israel. You saw how God is keeping them busy with the economy now, with all the destruction, with all the bomb blasts. Even yesterday, fire again in that same place. Okay, now. You see what is happening? All the enemy nations of Israel, all around them, surrounding them. Tiny nation, one tiny nation. All the big nations. No peace, no peace, no peace, no peace. And they don't know that nations are breaking and Israel is awaking. The sign that the prophet foretold, that Gentiles this number with hallows and cover. Eternity soon. Stop fighting unnecessarily for earthly acquisition that will burn by fire very soon. Look up. It's no more time to play church. People don't evangelize for people to give their life to Christ, but it's not to come to my church. Come to my church. Come to Jesus, not to your church. Your church may know you, but Jesus may not know you. Come to the Savior. May no delay. He has been his word. He has shown us the way.
Sweet forever, love.
freedom. Freedom to worship God. Freedom from denominational bondage. Freedom to enjoy the liberty of the spirit. Come out of spiritual slavery. You may be free from your ancestral curses. You may be free from demon husband and demon wife and yet be in the imprisonment of religion. So that you cannot have any further light. You are content with what you have. You build a wall around yourself. And your identity is the identity of a slave. If your identity as a Christian is the identity of the church you worship, is the identity of a slave. You are mentioning the prison yard you belong. Oh, glory be to God. That is why God sent us a message this age. God's attributes were manifested to his bride. We have caught the message.
We have caught the revelation. And we know who we are
and what we are raised up for. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, reaching out to eternity. Oh, the original
life.
The original sin.
The original
world. We are the Word made flesh.
We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the scripture says. And our names are sealed with him. Redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed.
As who we are.
And inspired by our God.
That's what I believe. The apostolic faith.
The original
sin. Our eyes of understanding,
he has opened up at last. Sounded, and we have responded to our God.
It's the original life.
Oh, hallelujah. We are chained down in the past. Now we are loose. At this end time, apostolic faith is what we are restored to. One of these days, God that watches over his word to perform it, he will manifest. He told Abraham long before he even had one child, thy seed shall sojourn in a strange land. And after the fourth generation, I will go with a mighty hand and deliver them. He didn't even have a child yet. But it didn't come to pass. He told Noah, I will destroy this earth. 120 years, he was preaching it. They didn't believe him. Did it come to pass? Now again, 2,000 years ago, he said he's coming back to take some people away from the earth and rain fire on this earth. They are not believing that it will happen as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be when he will be revealed. We are preaching now. You think our God take us away from all the attractions of this world and not reward us. He will reward us. He knows what you go through for standing for him. He will reward us. Certainly. He will reward us. Hallelujah. When you cut that revelation, Romans 8:35 becomes your own also. Romans 8:35 up to verse 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, okay now, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? This is our testimony as it is written. For thy sake we are killed all the day long by Boko Haram, by Fulani herdsmen. They go to churches and burn them down. They go to homes and tell them, denounce the Christian faith or we kill you. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. That's my emphasis. We are more than conquerors. Through who? Through him that loved us, 38. And this is the confidence that we must have also. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor Fulani herdsmen, nor Kamal law, nor National Assembly laws, nor Buhari, no height, no depth, no fuel price, no the electricity, when they know they even give us, they can't increase the money again on top. No armed robbers, terrorists everywhere, kidnappers, no height, no depth, no any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That is the assurance of the victory we have. See another assurance in Ephesians chapter 1. Assurance of the victory. So we are not fighting a battle that we are not sure whether we shall win. We are already declared winners. Verse 15, Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 15, let's read it fast up to verse 23. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope. We have a hope. The hope of his calling. That hope is the reward, the prize. And what? The riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Oh, glory be to God. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us world who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. Where is he now? In the heavenly places. Where is he? Far above all principalities and power and might and dominion. Far above every name that is named. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. See the confidence we have. And God has put all things under his feet. Boko Haram is under his feet. Fulani herdsmen are under his feet. Nigerian government is under his feet. All the corrupt government officials are under his feet. Kidnappers are under his feet. And gave him, Jesus, to be the head over all things to the church. He's the head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. That is why in Philippians chapter 2, if you read it from verse 9 to 11, he is therefore given a name that is above every name. that the mention of that name, every knee bows, both in heaven and on earth here. And in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10 and verse 11, we see that we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus Christ has granted us victory. When he shouted, "It is finished," at the cross of Calvary, Satan is cast down. He has no power again over us. And so, evidence, assurance of our victory is also Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, 23, 24. When you come to Christ, you are come unto Mount Zion. Deliverance is assured in Mount Zion. And unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. See where we are dwelling? We have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, and all firstborn belong to him, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Verse 24. You have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. God entered covenant with us through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you have come to the blood of sprinkling. That blood speaks better things than that of Abel. So you can say, if God be for us, who can be against us? Praise the Lord. You see the assurance that we have. Victory. Assurance of victory. Praise the Lord. And if there is assurance of victory, then we push on. There is also the assurance of reward. When we see the assurance of the reward, oh glory be to God, then we will see the reward that is awaiting us. Then you understand why Apostle Paul said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither is entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for us. Then you understand the meaning of eternal life. The meaning of eternal life, another word for eternal life, is rest. Then you shall understand Hebrews chapter 4 as Apostle Paul tore down. Hallelujah. He tore down the meaning of that rest so that the Sabbatarians will stop killing themselves over the Sabbath. Keeping of the Sabbath. The Sabbath was a type of eternal life. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you eternal rest. It's eternal rest. And that eternal rest is eternal life. And when you catch the revelation that Apostle Paul caught, then you will understand why Apostle Paul joyfully went through all the difficulty he went through, the scourging, the beating. Then you'll understand why Jesus, our example, looking unto Jesus. Can we read it? Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1. See the way he put it up to verse 3. This is Apostle Paul. Wherefore, see we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2. See, looking unto Jesus, because that is our example. Don't look at your pastor. Some of you, if you look at your pastor, if your faith is on your pastor, you too, all your ambition will be to acquire all earthly possessions like they are doing. Looking unto Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. See it. For the joy that was set before him, like Abraham, the city that was promised him, because of that great city, he wanted to be part of it. Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame. Which shame? The cross of Jesus Christ. He says, the songwriter says, it is an emblem of suffering and shame. But I love, we are the dearest am best for a world of lost sinners. You cherish it. So I'll cherish an old rugged cross. Let's read verse 2 again. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down. See his reward at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Your estate of your Christianity is determined by the hope you have. You cannot endure affliction. It is because you have not yet appreciated what is awaiting you when you go through the affliction. For his sake, oh, for his sake, not for your foolishness, oh, not for your foolishness, oh. Don't go and use social media and be defaming people's character when you don't have evidence of your accusation. If they carry you, go prison, they jail you. Don't say they jail you for Christ, oh, they jail you for your stupidity and ignorance and foolishness. You see, when I speak by knowledge. I know the meaning of defamation. Because when I be going to court, it is not defamation that you are selling anointing oil. I will go to court with the Bible. And I will show the church. And thank God, I have a senior advocate of Nigeria who will back me up. Abby? Oh, yeah, you are here. He's here. Thank you. Praise the Lord. He's my lecturer-in-law, so we call him professor. There was one minister that I gave an appointment in this church. I appointed him. And later on, I removed him from the appointment. Then he's protesting. I look for my learned colleague, my senior advocate, to give me legal advice. He was nowhere to be found. But I remember that the simple logic that if I have power to appoint someone, don't I have power to remove him? Then after some time, my learned colleague now, in fact, it's today, sir, he's telling me. Today he's telling me because we're discussing this karma something, and then he had to say, he said that there was one of these general overseers of one of these churches, and that they removed him as their general overseer, and he went to court that they cannot remove him, and they took it up to Supreme Court. He was reminding me, and that he said that if they are the ones that appointed you, they also have authority to remove you. Case closed. I said, so you see, I didn't even know. But I've always known that if I have power to appoint you, why will I not have power to remove you? Amen. And then that minister raised up people through the social media to attack me. You can attack me spiritually, but don't go and defame me with lies, oh, because we shall treat you like a publican. Don't go and suffer for your foolishness. Say you are suffering for Christ. But if it is for standing for the truth, you are suffering. Amen. There is a crown of righteousness that is awaiting. Whatever situation you are going through now, do you know that some of us are in our present state of frustration because of our faith? Let this comfort you. that it will be worth it all. That day when we shall see Jesus. Whatever you are going through now, go through it joyfully. It will be worth it all when we see him, when we receive our crown.
Of times will seem so small when me eternally, our trials will seem so small when we see Jesus. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. It will be worth it when we see Jesus. Our trials will seem so small.
Jesus,
our trials will seem
Over, we shall wear a crown.